Good afternoon. I hope that everyone had a wonderful and hopefully somewhat relaxing Shabbos. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call and for making it a part of your day. I would like to bring to your attention that there was an issue with the daily email on Friday when those, like myself, with a Gmail account, did not receive the email until practically right before Shabbos. We apologize for this, and our IT department, I believe, has now fixed the glitch. Please note that regardless of the email, the call is every day at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time with the same call-in information. Before we begin, I would like to thank our generous sponsors for today's call. Seymour and Mindy Liebman in the Schutz for Refuah Shalema for Shifra Bat Miriam. Anonymous in the Merit for Refuah Shalema for all those afflicted by the coronavirus and for the Refuah Shalema for Chaya Shira Bat Chana. Gail and Erwin Shiawitz to commemorate the yard site of Gail's father, Zalman Tzvi Ben Avraham. Jackie and David Gorelick, in memory of Jackie's father, Gittel Bat David, whose yard site is today, Dalet Nisan, may her neshama have an aliyah, as well as for Refuah Shalema, for Zacharia Mordechai Ben Rina Chaya, Gimple Mordechai Daniel Ben Sara Ita, and for all Cholei Yisrael. Irv and Lani Berliner, in memory of Naftali Ben Yechiel, Lynn, my apologies, Golda Yud for Refuah of Sara Bat Simcha and Rivka Breindel Bat Sara and everyone who needs a Refuah and Yeshua. Paul and Karen Goldstein, the Ulule Nishmat, their beloved granddaughter, Malka Bracha Bat Harab Shimon Chaim, Irina Miriam, and for Refuah Shalema for all Cholei Yisrael. Atar Scheinson, in honor of the entire Jewish community coming together at this time and as a huge thank you to healthcare professionals. Eti Burke, in memory of her father, Rav Aryeh Leib ben Harav ben Yamin. Avram and Hetty Pearl for the yard sites of Dr. Eric Teitz Yeshua Asher ben Yehuda and Esther Pearl, Esther Malka, Bas Avram Halevi, and a refuah for all those in need. To Byron and Elise Schwartz, Lezecher Nishmas, her father, Dr. Milton Gordon, Mayor ben Reuven Melech. Murray and Chani Friedman for a refuah shalema bekarov for all those in need it, and chizik for all. Anonymous as a chus for Refuah Shalema for all Cholei Yisrael Bekarov. And my wonderful parents, Ronnie and Jennifer Herman, and a chus for Refuah Shalema for all those in need. And Lezecher Nishmat, my grandfather, Lou Herman, Hachaver Aryeh Yaakov Eliezer, and Hachaver Naftali, who is my namesake. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors for your wonderful generosity. Thank you. Please note that starting on Wednesday, that we will begin to advertise the sponsorships in the daily email instead of on the phone calls. The reason for this is twofold. One, as thankful as we are to have as many callers as we do each day, the email reaches a far larger audience and will have a larger chut of merit for those sponsoring. Secondly, while there are many on this call who are homebound and may have the extra time for a longer phone call in which we can list all of the sponsorships, we are aware of those in the medical field and others whose time is extremely limited, but still make sure to call in each day to best ensure that they are able to participate with the Tehillim and hear the Divrei Chizuk. We have determined that it is best to evolve and shift to this model. So again, this will begin on Wednesday, and we thank you in advance for your understanding. If you would like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site or someone in need of a refuah, to celebrate a simcha or in honor of somebody, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. We have also included the link in the daily email, which you can now reference for more information. A daily sponsorship is $100, $360 for a week, and $1,000 for a month. And as I share every day, every penny goes directly to the OU's Emergency National Pesach Food Campaign. As I share each day, and we are so thankful to all of our callers who are making such a difference, this year more than ever, there are so many families who are and who will be in need of assistance. Please try and do whatever you can to help. Donations for any amount to help this vital cause can be made directly at ou.org/hunger That's OU.org/hunger. On behalf of the OU, I am honored to introduce Rabbi David Zirkin, Mor D'Asra of the Riverdale Jewish Center in Riverdale, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. As we share each day, but it's always worth repeating, Rabbi Zirkin's words of inspiration will be immediately followed by him reciting three paragraphs of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, chapter 20, Perek Chaf Zayin, chapter 27, and Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. Please note that due to the call being muted, that Rabbi Zirkin will be reciting the Tehillim slowly, but not responsively or pausing between pesukim each sentence, so that all of us on the call can say the Tehillim together with him in unison. I've also asked Rabbi Zirkin to please recite the Perek, the chapter in Hebrew and English before he begins, to briefly pause between each paragraph, so that all of us can use that time to turn to the proper page. Please stay tuned after the recitation of Tehillim for information regarding the speaker for tomorrow's phone call, as well as two exciting OU programs happening today that you will not want to miss. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zirkin.
Thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to share Divrei Torah with you and to daven with you. I know for myself, personally, it's been an amazing source of inspiration to be able to learn with others and daven with others remotely from my home or from my shul office during this time. And we look forward to not only doing it virtually, but being able to daven and learn together in person again very soon. It's a schus for me to share these Divrei Torah on behalf of my community here at the Riverdale Jewish Center. I wanted to share an idea with you that I shared last night in Riverdale, but I'd like to expand upon it to share it more broadly with you this afternoon. The halacha that we are introduced to the Karban Pesach with the halacha that the Pesach is ino nechal ela l'minuyah, that the Karban Pesach can only be eaten by those that were predetermined to join the guest list on the night of the Seder. And what the halacha means is that we need to arrange, to choreograph guest lists for each home and each Karban, that each one should have enough members participating around the table so that they should be able to consume the Karban Pesach completely on the night of the Seder before midnight, before Chatzos. As a result, you can imagine trying to figure out how many members of the family will participate in each home is a complicated calculation. But in addition, the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Tehei Amud Beis tells us that the impact of this calculation meant that the homes in Yerushalayim were tremendously crowded on the night of Pesach. Families from around the country would gather in the homes in Yerushalayim after the Karban was brought and the Pesach was roasted, and they would gather together in small homes with the doors closed, only allowing those to come in that were predetermined to be joining their Seder that night. And immediately after the Karban was consumed properly by all of those members of the family that had come together, the Gemara tells us that the families would journey up onto the roofs of their homes, and that's where they would recite Hallel. In the first half of their Seder, the doors were locked. But in the second half of their Seder, the doors swung open. And we can just imagine the beautiful imagery in Yerushalayim of those days, that the streets of Yerushalayim were filled with the sounds of Hallel being sung by each family from its own rooftop. The Seder begins with families locked inside, and it ends with the beautiful songs of Hallel being shared throughout the city and throughout the country. Rav Avigdor Nevensal in his beautiful Haggadah cites from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky that this might explain the reason why towards the end of our own Sedarim we also leave the table to go and open the door. One traditional explanation for this is because we are welcoming Eliyahu HaNavi into our homes. The second possibility is that as we recite the prayer of Shvo Chamasa, we think about anti-Semitism and we think about the threats of the world around us as we look out beyond the four walls of our private space. But Rav Brzezinski suggests, and Rav Nevensal supports this idea as well, that perhaps the reason we open our doors towards the end of the Seder after the Karban Pesach would have been consumed is to remind ourselves of the way Pesach was observed back in their day. In the times when the Karban Pesach was brought, each family observed the eating of the Karban in their own home, and only afterwards did they go outside to sing Hallel with the rest of the community. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch explains that beginning of Sefer Shemos, we are taught about family. Ish u'beiso ba'u, each member of the Jewish people have come down from Israel to Egypt as a family. And he suggests that the merit in which they experienced the Exodus was their families as well. And for this reason, the Karban Pesach is eaten sel levis avos sel abayis. One Karban per family, one Karban per home. It is true that the celebration of Pesach is a national celebration, but we experience the freedom of Pesach primarily through our own families. There are aspects of it that we share with everyone else, but primarily the celebration of Pesach is meant to happen within each of our homes. This year, our homes are once again locked up, and our mitzvah this year must be also Eino Ela L'minuya, that the celebration of Pesach and the opportunity and the challenge that we face in confronting the coronavirus is happening specifically with those that we share our homes with. And what that means for us is that we have a unique opportunity to put a priority not on the coworkers that we see on a daily basis, or our classmates in school, or the people that we daven side by side with in our shuls, but for the first time in a while, we're able to focus very acutely on the people right in front of us, on the space that is uniquely ours, and making sure that our families and our homes are as strong as ever. Spiritually, we have to make sure that our homes are a place of Yiddishkeit that we can be proud of, that our homes can be a place where we grow. We can do better during this time to improve ourselves as parents. We can strengthen loving marriages that don't get as much face time as they need. And in the merit of thinking about what our mitzvah is, that the Pesach is Eino Nechal Ela L'minuya, that right now our doors are locked, we can think about what the experience will be to open our doors once again and to go out and sing challah with our community when the virus passes us by. But what our aspiration should be in this moment is to commit ourselves to making sure that our families are stronger than ever, that our homes are more spiritual than ever, that our marriages and our children and our parents are getting the care and the love and the attention that they need. And in the merit of strengthening these homes, we know that our doors will one day open again, and when they do, our families will be stronger. And as a result, the Jewish people will be stronger from this experience as well. We'll begin our recitation of Tehillim with Perek Chaf.
Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Veolachtecha Yidashna Sela Yitain Lecha Chilavecha V'chol Asasecha Yimalei Niranin Av Yeshuatecha U'vishem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalotecha Ata Yadati Ki Oshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneil Mishmei Kocho Vizburos Yesha Yemino Eilev Arechev Yelev Asusim Vanachnu V'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nasir Heimakaru V'Nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisodar Adonai Yoshia Amelech Yaneinu V'Yom Karinu.
We'll continue with Perek Chav Zayin, Chapter 27.
David Adonai Oviv Yeshi Mimira Adonai Meot Chayai Mimichad Bekarov Alai Mirayim Lechol Esbisari Sarai V'yoi Varvi Makash Levinapalo Im Tachane Alai Machane Lo Yira Libi Im Dakom Alai Melchama Dezos Ani Boteach Tachash Ha'atimis Adonai Osa Vakesh Shifti Bivis Adonai Kol Yimei Chayai Lachazos Benoam Adonai Ulivakir Behefalo, Yaspinani Visuko Viomra, Yasirani Besaser Ahalo, Besor Yeromimini, Yata Yoram Rosia, Ivaisi Yosav, Yasbahavialo, Vifesirua, Ashira Vaza Mira, Laduna, Shimaduna, Ikovi, Akra, Vikhani, Vanini, the Kamali Viva Chupana, Yaspanefa, Dunayavakesh. Al tafter panecha mimeni atap yaf avdecha zrasi ha'isa. Al techeni v'al tazveni Elohei yeshit yadivi mi azavuni. Vadunai asmini oreni adme zekecha. Unchaneni v'yorach mishor liman shorira. Al tidneni b'nefes sarai. כי כמה וידי שקר יפה החמאס. לולי אמרתי לרוס את שבא אדוני וירס חיים, קווה על אדוני חזק ימי סביבך, וקווה על אדוני.
Parak Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130.
Shira Malos, Nima Makim, Kirasich Adonai, Adonai, Shema Vikoli, Kianos Necha Kashuvos, Bekol Tachanunai, Em Avonav, Tishmarya, Adonai, Miyamav, Kiyemichah Selicha, Zeman Tivare, Kivitzi Adonai, Kivta Nafshi, חנזים בין בים ובין ביבה, שהמקום ירחם עליהם יוצאים ישראל לברכה, מאפל לירום אישי ברד הגאולה, השתה והגאולה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Zirkin. I'd like to make everyone aware of two exciting OU initiatives happening today. As we prepare for Pesach, it isn't just about physically getting our homes ready, but it's also about spiritually charging and preparing ourselves for the Chag, for the holiday. Whether you were planning to be home for Pesach or you will now be due to canceled plans, we could all use some words of Torah and Chizuk to help put us into the right frame of mind for Pesach. With that, I am excited to once again share with you a fantastic program which debuted last Sunday, and now the second part of the series is debuted earlier this morning from the Department of Women's Initiative at the OU in collaboration with OU Israel and in partnership with the Office of the Chief Rabbi of the United Kingdom. They've produced a fantastic virtual pre-Pesach speaker series given by world-renowned educators from three continents, the United States, the United Kingdom, and in Israel. The first part of the series debuted last week to a huge success and is available online, and I'm happy to share that as of earlier this morning, the second part of the series aired and was given by Mrs. Razel Friedman on the topic of changing faces at the Seder. The Shiurim lectures are 30 minutes long and can be accessed at ou.org/women/video. That's ou.org/women/video. Additionally, I would like to bring to your attention, and you can reference to it in the daily email in your inbox, tonight, the OU is arranging a Zoom presentation for married couples titled Alone Together, Growing Our Marriage Through the COVID-19 Crisis. The session will provide practical tips and awareness for young couples during the current crisis. While it's geared towards young couples, it is really for anyone who hasn't made Pesach by themselves before. It's tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. For more information or to access the link, either reference the information in the daily OU email in your inbox or visit ou.org/community. That's ou.org/community. I'd like to thank our producer extraordinaire, Rabbi Phil Parrish, and the engineers and teams of Turtle Bridge for providing us again with another smooth system for today's call. My dear friends, as we share each day, we hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabbono Sholem, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. There are countless mitzvah opportunities in front of us each day, so please consider sharing a virtual smile with a neighbor, family, or friend today by picking up the phone and calling someone who you know is alone or lonely, or perhaps there's a neighbor who's in desperate need of groceries, which you can help out with by picking them up and leaving it outside their door. Let's stay calm and carry on, but enhance and uplift our days by doing as much as we can for others. This is our demonstration to Hashem that we are one people, ke'ish echad b'lev echad, and that while we don't understand why all of this is happening, we will go above and beyond to show the best of who we are as a people. And in that merit, may Hashem bring a refuah, the healing, and the ultimate redemption. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Words of Inspiration, Divrei Chizik, from Rabbi Dale Polakoff of the Great Neck Synagogue in Great Neck, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, optimistic, and hopeful. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.